Thank you. Yeah, it is midnight. And we're proud to be here. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. Well, thank you. Thank you. And we really, we had a long, hard road to get here from Poland. We even had a long bus ride to get to the airport. And we all now share the wonderful experience of peeing on the road by the roadside in Poland. But it was all worth it to get here. Oh. Thank you very much. We're going to do a couple of songs now, written by the father of bluegrass music himself, Mr. Bill Monroe. Staying up for our showers. Is this an all-night town? Is that what it is? All right. I'd like to do a semi-a cappella number right now for you. Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh, God forbid that one should perish, that one endless should go astray. Back in the years with all together, around the place we'd romp and play. So lonely now I often oh, will they come back home someday? I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, may they them home from anywhere. I live my life, my love again, to guide them through this world of strife. I hope and pray we'll live together in that great way.
life. I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, may they hear echo calling and come back home someday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song now by one of my favorite singers and songwriters, Miss Nancy Griffin. I'm a backseat driver from America. Drive to the left on Falls Road. And the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. He passed a child on the corner, he knows. And Seamus says, now what chance is that kid got? And I say, from the back, I don't know. He says, there's barbed wire at all these exits. There ain't no place in Belfast for that kid. Can you tell me where he's gone? looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen love friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? Ain't a lot of people, but it seemed the good die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? Meet a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Jones, one of our great soul singers, and he doesn't even know it.
Black, you hold on the railroad track.
Sally Rose. Actually, I'm the evil twin. She's the good one. She doesn't come out very often. She's shy. But I'm going to bring her out tonight. Oh,
Hey.
Let me tell you who everybody is. I'm really, thank you very much. You're terrific. Thank you. It was worth waiting for us. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really, I've worked with great musicians all my musical life. It's a real blessing for me, and this band is no exception. Over here on banjo, on vocals, and Burning Up the Dobro, a gentleman that I first worked with about 20 years ago on a couple of albums by a fellow named Graham Parsons. And we're finally in a band together, Mr. Al Perkins. Thank you. When I was putting this band together, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew I had to have somebody that to play great lead acoustic guitar and sing higher than me. And lo and behold, I found somebody who could possibly be my son. We're not sure. Mr. John Randall Stewart. He's young enough, but I'm old enough. Back up here on the drums, all the way from Canada, and really he's the, yes, from Canada, and also on vocals, Mr. Larry Attamanu. All right, look out, folks, he's smoking tonight. Over here on the upright bass, Mark W. Winchester. Smoking, smoking. His evil twin comes out when he smokes. And over here on fiddle, on mandolin and vocals, the founder and senior member of the Newgrass Revival, one of the finest acoustic bands ever. I was fortunate enough to get this gentleman when they broke up. Their breaking up was my good luck. Mr. Sam Bush. Thank you. Yeah, I know, I wanted to say something. Tonight, this gentleman over here, Mr. Maple Byrne, the world's greatest stage manager, he's been with me for 10 years. We survived. The first 10 are easy, Maple. No, it's just going to get better and better. I don't intend to retire until they lay me in the old ground there. All right. I don't want to hear a love song. I got on the sandland just to fly. And I know there's life below. I don't want to hear a sad story. Well, I heard rain and desire. The last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the cannon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain. Will you really guide me this time? In the hardest part is not to survive. And I come to listen for the sound of the trucks as they move down that 95. And pretend that it's the ocean. If I thought I could see tell you what a special night this is. I hope we can do it again. It's really a marvelous thing that Claude Knox has done. 25 years of just wonderful music, and I'm really honored to be a part of it at last. Thank you very much. Thank you. with a head and a religious headpiece. So broken heart. Great country songwriter Paul Simon. I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom. I've squandered my existence on a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. Oh, I'm just a man, here's what he wants to hear and disregard the rest. to show you never can tell.
Thank you.